industry has left a dirty legacy along the Ohio River. We're talking about toxins like PCBs, dioxins, and mercury, discharged into the water by steel mills and the petroleum industry for decades. For our Headwater series, Exploring the Future of the Ohio River, Judy Peterson says these legacy pollutants are still a problem. Peterson's the executive director of the Kentucky Waterways Alliance.
What happens with those kind of pollutants is they accumulate in the sediment. All the little insects and the bugs that form the base of the food chain in the river, they get contaminated. Small fishes eat those and bigger fishes eat them. And when it moves up through the food chain, that's called bioaccumulation. The worst problems are people that would eat a lot of fish out of the Ohio. And I believe that there are disadvantaged people in many of these communities, like they are on the West End here in Louisville, who are down there fishing on the Ohio River every day. And they are fishing to supplement their family's diet. And we can't lose sight of those people either.
And exposure to these toxins like mercury has been associated with nervous system issues and problems with developing fetuses, even cancer. But if you don't eat fish from the river, a lot of fish, why should we care about these toxins in the river?
First of all, there is commercial fishing in the Ohio. There can be fish sticks at your local food store that you may not know that came from Ohio River fish. So that's one reason we should care about them. But we should care about them for a whole lot of different reasons. We should care about them for all the other wildlife that are going to eat those fish. Raccoons, you get the eagles that we see coming back throughout the Ohio River Basin. One of the reasons some of those pollutants were originally banned was because we saw the devastating consequences that they had on the reproductive viability of the eagle and the osprey and the hawk eggs.
You know, on the Hudson River in New York, there was a major issue with PCBs, and it was addressed by dredging that portion of the river. Is the Ohio sort of to that level of pollution, or is it more like a sleeping giant? We don't want to disturb what's there by dredging it up.
That's a very extreme case, and it's a very large river to try to be dredging. Once you start dredging the river, you stir up all those contaminated sediments, and they can remix with the water. And so in most cases, it just makes sense to let nature take its course. I think the PCBs and the dioxins are a little different than the mercury. We're not really discharging PCBs and dioxins. Those are legacy contaminants. Mercury is also a bit of a legacy contaminant, but it's the kind of pollution that actually my organization has been actively engaged in fighting. What we're worried about are new and continued discharges of mercury into the river when parts of the river are already contaminated for mercury in terms of fish consumption. And we're worried that if we tip that scale even further, the entire river will be contaminated. So we'll be hopefully flushing out and cleaning up the dioxin and the PCBs that are the legacy contaminants. But if we add mercury, then we've done a very much disservice for, you know, not just even fish consumption, but possibly for some of the smaller drinking water systems that rely on the Ohio River. Mercury is not an easy thing to get out. If you live here in Louisville or you live in Pittsburgh, you live in one of these major cities, they have sophisticated water treatment. But if you live in a smaller town and there becomes too much mercury in the river, it's going to escalate their treatment costs enormously. And they may or may not be able to afford to treat for mercury in the river. So it's one of the reasons why we are actively fighting new discharges of mercury into the river.
Not even reduced discharges, but no discharges at all.
Right. So a number of years ago, Orsenco passed a...
They're the agency that's responsible for water quality in the basin.
Yes, it's a 8-state agency. Orsenco, 10 years out, they said, okay, in 2013, there will be no more discharges of mercury above a certain level into the Ohio River. And they gave industries 10 years to comply with that. Well, come 2013, they found that they weren't ready to comply. They have indefinitely extended that variance, that waiver, if you will, and they have given that responsibility back to the individual states. Well, as a headwater state, what that means for Pennsylvania is, you know, maybe not the same thing as it means for a downstream state like us here in Kentucky.
You are receiving what's coming downstream from other places.
Yep. We all live downstream, whether it's a, you know, a little bitty stream that feeds into a larger stream that feeds into the Ohio River. But if you're a major river city like Louisville, well, you live downstream from Pittsburgh and Wheeling and Cincinnati and all the other big and little towns that are upstream of both the Ohio as well as the Allegheny and the Monongahela.
How does all this, you know, legacy pollution and new pollution impact the Ohio River Basin's future, like economically with recreation and fishing and also health?
I don't want to get so far into the pollution scenario that we lose sight of the fact that the Ohio River is cleaner than it's been in many, many decades. People cleaning up all the sewer overflows, the Clean Water Act that put limits on many of these kind of industrial facilities that discharge into the Ohio, all of those have had an enormous impact. I just want to make sure that we don't start sliding backwards or start losing momentum because the job is not done.
It's still nationally ranked as one of the most polluted rivers or the most polluted river.
It does have that ranking as the most polluted river, and that is based on data in a particular index called the Toxic Release Inventory. But believe it or not, there is one facility in Indiana that discharges a lot of nitrates that puts the Ohio over and above all those other rivers. There are things we can do to clean it up. And I think that people need to say that this is one of the basic government functions that we are willing to fund. This is a government service that we all need.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Judy Peterson is Executive Director of Kentucky Waterways Alliance. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.